Hello.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sherry Bevins calling from the dealership. How are you?
All right.
Calling in regards to a car that you had towed here a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We are trying to figure out what address we can bill you for the tow time.
What?
Because you left your car here for a while.
They gave me permission.
I don't know who you talked to. But
I talked to all
Listen to me. Listen to me. You have to pay for the time that it's being parked here. It's like storage.
No, they told me I didn't. I could keep it there.
Who told you?
Do you have a problem? Who are you?
I do have a problem because I'm feeling all this negativity. I'm just trying to collect on a bill.
No.
You feel like you want
to
park your car here. Like you think it's a car vacation.
We have bought several cars, like 20 of them.
That don't mean a ball of poop to me.
I don't know who you are, but I want to talk to the owner, the guy, the tall guy with the dark hair. I got permission from him.
Don't raise your voice.
Don't tell me what to do.
I can't help it. I'm a dominatrix in real life.
Where's the owner?
He's in my office, duct taped to a chair, about to take a riding crop to the face. Now, unless you'd like to do the same, you better give up that car.
You're not getting my car for anything.
Well, let me be the first to tell you, Dan, that we sold you the broke model. What now?
The broke model.
That's right. Yeah!
And you guys sold me my car?
Mm-hmm. And now you're telling me... And we'll take it back now. We'll take it back if we have to. We'll repo that.
No, you can't.
Yes, we can. Yeah!
No, you can't. It's my car.
We just put an order in to repo the car.
Repo my car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
Well, I don't understand who you are.
Well, I am the person who just phone checked you.
Oh, my God.
Boom! You've just been phone checked.
Why listen to it? Yeah, baby.